And now, it's time for the Yacht Club Show with Killer, Rev D, Dr. Jim, and Coach.
All right, welcome back, listeners. 'Tis the season, eh?
Yeah, Christmas is upon us.
Christmas is upon us.
It just finally showed up. Bam!
It does.
Thanksgiving. There's only 4 weeks now, or there's a
because yeah. it was later,
so
right?
Later. Later. Yeah.
You know what I think had an effect too was that early snow. I think people kicked in.
Didn't it seem
psychologically?
People put their lights out then.
Yeah,
that happened, didn't it?
I saw more lights out early.
They really did earlier this year because of the snow.
I think it was because of the snow.
Except for some reason, it was.
Yeah.
It just people just mentally shifted into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was spectacular. You know, we did Thanksgiving on Friday this year so that the kids didn't have to go to two places, you know, on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
So we did Friday. Good thing was that the whole family showed up. Usually, you know, my brother and sister come, but they have to split because of their in-laws.
I know the drill.
Yeah. So, yeah, what you did on Thanksgiving. So we had everybody there. So we had like 30 people there on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And there were, let's see, 7 kids under the age of 4. And that's the first time that we've had that, you know, where the kids, our kids are having kids. It was spectacular.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There was just a din in the house the whole time.
Was there anything organized? It just kind of...
No.
Obviously the dinner, but any movies or games?
No, you know what? Kay, she set up a... Kay is, for our listeners, an ex-teacher. Speech pathologist, so she has the experience with the kids in school. So she set up a playroom in the basement for the kids. So it was great. And the interesting thing is when everybody left, I went downstairs to kind of straighten up, and there was a garbage pail half full of dirty diapers. Down.
You knew it was a success.
Yeah,
empty beer cans. How many diapers you have? You're right.
It used to be beer cans, and now it was half full of dirty diapers. You know, we haven't had a dirty diaper in the place.
So
what? Remember that?
Brings a tear to your eye,
doesn't it? It did. Well, the smell. That's what made
the smell
tear
brings
up.
A tear to your eye.
Yeah. But it was spectacular.
That's great. Yeah, I can tell, man. You still kind of got a.
It was good.
Got a lift from it. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. How was yours?
Good. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like he's. Just the opposite. We're doing two families in the same day in Toledo and Plymouth, and you know, long day. It's fun, but I'm exhausted the next day.
You're ready for it to be done.
Oh yeah, you're almost
at
looking
for.
I mean, it's great, you know, but then you know, you can't wait for Friday to sleep in and do practically nothing.
Did your girls come in? And
yeah, they did. Yeah. So it was great. All 5 of us for a few days.
Yeah.
How about you, Dr. Jim?
I love Thanksgiving. It may be my favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you like turkey?
Well, not that. It's just like it's the least commercialized of all the holidays.
No, that's fair.
It really is.
That's fair.
So it's like it's just.
Just family.
Just family together.
That's you know what? That's an excellent point.
Yeah. So we went out to see my son out in Williamston and saw my son and his family, my granddaughter, and it's always a treat to see her.
Ruby.
And then my son's in-laws were there, so Ruby had her choice of playmates.
I bet. Oh. Yeah. He experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
It was really
with the youngsters.
You know, you just sit around the table, and so at dinner before we even ate, everybody sort of said what they're thankful for. So it sets.
Oh, that's a nice.
Sets a nice
that
spirit
is a nice,
in the room.
That's very nice that they do that. Yeah, and that's what Thanksgiving should be.
Getting
together and, like you said, being thankful for.
Yeah.
I did have a Clark Griswold moment, though.
You did?
Yeah, I did. We bought a few years ago, we bought this 4-foot wreath. And I remember it was 4 foot because I had to have a big one, and you know it's artificial, so we can put it up the 1st of July.
You wanted to have the mother of all wreaths.
Yeah, I just wanted a big one for the outside of the house. So I remember reading somewhere that for a tree, when you figure how many lights a tree should have, it should be a foot or 100 lights for every foot.
Yeah.
So really, 100 lights per
so yeah, 7 foot tree has 700 lights.
Okay.
I mean, and you know,
yeah, okay.
Not many trees do, but that's right. When that's when it looks best. Okay. So in my simple mind, I said, okay, I got a 4 foot wreath.
That's
I got to have 400 lights.
400 lights.
All right. So, and I don't know about you guys. Do you put the lights on your trees yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it?
I got the old-fashioned Martha Stewart, you know.
Right, okay.
Install every branch individually.
Well, when I put lights on the tree, they just kind of hang on the outside.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're just, well, not my wife, okay? They have to be inside.
Woven inside.
Woven inside of everything.
I don't have that kind of patience.
Okay. Well, our tree now is one of the pre-lit ones, so we don't have to
Worry about
it. Wait till the bulb goes out.
Yeah. Okay, that's where I'm going. So anyway, this wreath had no lights, so I need 400 lights for this thing. And this is 4 or 5 years ago that I bought this thing. So, and it was after Christmas, so I had a lot of time to string lights. So there's 400 lights on it. I put it up this year, and there's a bank of lights that don't light. All right. All right. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking at it. Now, what do I do? So I take it down, bring it in the basement, and I'm going to replace lights to...
Actually, individual lights?
Well,
no.
I'm going to look for the missing light because, you know, if I find that, that should light up the bank,
circuit,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, closes the
so I find that. And I get it looking good, but now I've got like probably in the wreath 20-25 lights that are burned out. Okay, now have you changed the light lately in one of those mini lights?
No,
you just don't pop them in and out now. There's two little wires you've got to you pull the
They go through and they hook around.
Well, you don't get all you get is those little replacement lights with the wires now,
right?
Okay.
So, all right, I'm down here, I'm doing this 25 times. So I'm like, say if I got 25 lights, I'm at 20, the bank goes out again. And so now, you know, I've been messing with this thing for 2 hours, and I said, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to take this string of lights out of here, okay, and replace the lights. Well, what I didn't remember is that, okay, if you're going to have 400 lights, I should have 400 light strings.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I must have gotten a deal on it. I've got two 200 strings. Okay.
And you don't want to waste 100 lights.
No. And I've got them strung in, like Kay wants them.
Because
Kay wants them. You know, they're not just sitting on the side.
Right. Mine would have been sitting on the side.
All right. So I'm pulling these things out, and, you know, it's just going very bad.
Holy cow.
I'm getting very upset with this thing. But I figure, okay, I get this. Once I figure out it's 200 string or 200 lights I'm doing, okay, once I get it figured out, you know, I can replace it. It'll be easy. Well, then I didn't just string it. I've got the two 200 strings are interwoven with each other. Okay? So it's so now when I realize that, I'm pissed. I'm cursing. So finally I just took wire snips.
Cut all of them off and started all over.
The heck with it.
Started all over.
I went to Home Depot and
got 400 string.
No,
light strings.
I got the the C9 or C6. You know, the LEDs. There's a different.
Yeah.
Well, you got a deal on a 400 string.
No, I only got. I think I got. They're bigger now.
They're bigger.
They're bigger. So I got like 100. They're right on the outside.
Oh man.
You know, if they go out, they're just they're on there flimsily, shall we say? But they hold up. You know, because I've got them wired on there.
Question is Kay satisfied?
Honest to gosh, Mike, I'm glad you asked that because she comes out. She goes, "Oh, your wreath looks nice this year." And
you wouldn't believe the effort.
And after 4 years ago, string these things so meticulously.
Yeah, now you did it
so
just really haphazard.
For no reason.
Beautiful.
This was, I just wanted to get it done, and she was happy with this.
Did you tell her they're not?
I did not. She's going to know now that it's.
Did she listen?
She does. She does. But it just, you know, there's just some fluorescent wire that on in about 12 spots that holds these strings on. But something burns out, we just take that fluorescent wire out. This string is gone, and the next one's on there.
But
I felt just like Clark. You know,
Clark Griswold. Clark,
just snipping these things to get rid of them.
Well, I got one of those trees. I got a 7-foot tree with lights in it. I said, this is a great idea. Well, I'll never have to, you know, because I hate putting the lights on.
Yes.
I'll never have to put lights on again. So Aline and I have this agreement here where we don't work well together on the tree. So what happens is...
This in this household, too,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that's me and I.
I'm responsible for setting the tree up and putting the lights on it. So I saw this tree that came with the lights. I said, this is for me. So I get this 7-foot tree and I set it up, and my job is done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Not a little longer than that. I got to put the branches
out.
So anyway, it's looking pretty good. Plug it in. And things are going great. I think the next year was okay. Third year, lights
Boom.
Started.
Third Boom. Year.
Started going out. And then I said, what am I going to do? I'm not going to go through this thing. The whole tree didn't go out. It's like a section.
Sections,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm not going to go through. I can't go through that because I don't even know where they go. You know? So then I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to take these things off.
Ooh.
You're going to take the lights off. Yeah.
You're going to take them off the tree.
All lights.
Another Clark
Griswold
moment.
You're going to take all the lights off the tree. And then I'm going to put the good ones on. And if I need additional. And I said, I read the same thing. You got a 7-foot tree, you need 700 lights. 700 lights? I could see it from the space shuttle could see my tree at 700 lights. I'm not putting 700 lights. So I figured I wouldn't even put any more lights on it. Just put back the ones who are on it. Well, taking the lights off.
Put them on like that?
I was just going to say.
Well, because these things are all made in China.
Or someplace not even as advanced.
Well, okay, so somewhere. Somebody is sitting there winding these things through this tree.
I know. It's just boggles my mind.
Yes, how they did this.
It's like, so they go right back with the trunk. It's a wooden pole. They go right back to the wooden pole, and they come out, you know, wrap the rind, and then they go back, and they go to the next branch, and they come back, and roll.
I was going to say, it just sounded awfully ambitious, you know, right out of the gate. You know, you're going to take the lights out. I thought, wow.
You know, these are not things you do if you've ever done it before. You do it once in your life, and that's it.
Hey, real quickly, before we get to Coach, how are the dinner conversations this year at Thanksgiving? Did you guys get into politics at all?
Well, they tell you to stay away from that.
Huh?
They tell you to stay away from politics.
Well, but, you know, sometimes you can't help yourself.
We've never been known not to be stupid.
That's true. So, no, I did, I don't know what you guys did, but I, with some of the kids, now when I say kids, they're in their late 20s, early 30s, what have you. I did talk about the impeachment and see what their feeling was. Crickets. Nobody's paying any attention to this at all.
Yeah.
It just is a non-event in their world. Now, I'm not saying that's all. I don't know if they're millennials or Gen Xers or whatever they are, but it's just nothing. And generally, there is you can get some conversation.
I think it's going over with it like a dull thud or whatever, really, don't you? I mean, no one's really talking about it. I mean, there's no smoking gun from what I can tell. Maybe there is, but I'm not paying attention, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's paying attention.
No. It seems like we've been in perpetual impeachment mode anyway.
Since day one.
Since
exactly.
The election, before he even took office.
Well, yeah. And help me with this. I saw there were... Dr. Jim and I were at the gym today playing rabbit picket ball.
rabbit pickleball?
It was guts. Pickleball.
Ooh, intense. Oh, yeah. I wish I could have been there to watch.
Yeah. But
it would have been a couple of gladiators going at it.
Quite a scene. It was, quite a scene.
There were Achilles popping and
No, we're really getting
competent.
We haven't ridden the competency yet. We've people who would look at us and say the ball didn't really go on the court, but it looked like they were trying to get it in the right spot.
Okay.
They attempted.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we've got five.
Their hearts are in the right place.
Yes. That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah. The mind is willing.
The spirit
but the flesh
is willing, but
the flesh is weak. There you go.
Right. On the other line, we've got Coach.
Coach.
Yay! Coach!
Good evening.
Coach is a little understated sometimes,
very,
right?
Very yes. refined.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Maybe we got too excited there. Sorry, Coach.
Very refined this evening. Pardon our emotional outburst.
I got a couple things.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the movie The Irishman?
No, I have not seen it.
Not yet. No, I want to. Tell us about it.
Well, you know what it's about? It's about, it was based on a book.
You paint houses, right? Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy was a mobster out of New Jersey. Sheeran, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And he allegedly was the one that shot Jimmy Hoffa, according to his book. And this movie traces basically his life as a teamster and then, getting involved with union politics and, the mob was intertwined there. And it's a long movie. It was made by Netflix. It stars Robert De Niro as Sheeran and Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa and Joe Pesci is he's one of the mob bosses. Not the highest up, but like a capo, I guess is what they would call him. It was directed by Martin Scorsese and to me, I knew the story or had read the story and being in Detroit there was a lot of press about it when he came out and said that I think it was like a deathbed confessional basically is what it was. So I found it interesting, but the movie was a little long and
3 hours might dissuade me.
You have to chop it up.
I need the cliff notes.
Cliff notes?
Well, especially if it was something you were gonna see at the movies, watching it at home and being able to stop it. Take a nap and then pick it back up again. It wasn't bad. And on a long holiday weekend, it was something good to watch.
So the expression, you paint houses, don't you? Are you familiar with what that means?
Yeah, it wasn't addressed in the movie. Tell me about it again.
It's in the book, yeah. Apparently, guys would go in when they take somebody out, they have a reputation for going into their house and making a mess, all over the walls with blood. So that's how they paint houses. So when the guy comes up and says, oh, you paint houses, that means, are you a hitman, basically?
Huh.
Yeah. So this Frank Sheeran, he was an Irishman. He's about 6'4". He's a big guy. So I actually thought it was kind of a little bit miscast.
De Niro's a little guy, isn't he?
Well, he's not 6 foot tall. He's probably 5'10 or so. And then Al Pacino, they're both great actors, but he was kind of like a Italian guy imitating Jimmy Hoffa is basically what it kind of seemed like,
A little disappointed in the casting then, even though these are great actors. Okay.
And Martin Scorsese, he's a great director. Actually, I would have been disappointed had I seen it at the movies, but I watch it on Netflix.
Scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
6.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rush to see it. I'll probably catch it at some point.
You'd probably be more disappointed if you'd drop $12.
And you get a double discount there?
I don't know. I don't think so. And then I read a book, too. So,
man, you've been busy.
You've been busy this holiday.
Yeah, you had that long weekend, And so the book I read, it was called 1967, The Year That Changed Soul.
Soul music?
Well, here's the title. Detroit 67, The Year That Changed Soul. Basically, it's a chronology of, and it goes month by month through the year of 1967. And what it is the primary characters in it are Motown and Berry Gordy and the Supremes. And then also it's the guy, John Sinclair.
The White Panthers, yeah.
And MC5. And
yep.
You might remember this a little bit. Remember when they had that Love-In on Belle Isle?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. And it was supposed to be, this John Sinclair organized it, and it got a little bit out of control and spilt onto, I guess, onto Jefferson, and there was some looting there and stuff. And John Sinclair was, he was on the police radar for one of the founders of that White Panther Party. Yeah. And if you remember, Dave, remember Plum Street is where they had a lot of the hippies back
right.
in 67.
Right.
Cream Magazine right
yeah,
around there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Grandy Ballroom. So it bounces between Motown and all the goings on there, and then it would flash to MC5 and John Sinclair, and then it would go having to do with the different race problems they had with the police, and then what ultimately ended up being the riots.
Huh. Hey, did the Epics get a nod in the book?
The Epics?
Yeah. Dave and Larry the Drummer's group.
Oh, you know, I think they... I think they were on. They were one street over from Plum Street. I think they were Apple Street.
There's Larry the Drummer.
There you go.
Larry the Drummer says it wasn't a good book if the Epics weren't in it.
That's right. At least you know some reference or
yeah,
passing.
There's a reference that the Epics were going to be headlining at the Grandy just before the riots.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's why we didn't make it. The riots took place on that, what was it, July, what was the date? July 12th or whatever? Do you remember?
Well, when the riots started,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
I think it was the 12th.
Or was that at 12th Street? I don't know. There's a 12 in there.
Well,
somewhere.
No, it definitely started on 12th Street, but it was in July.
Yeah. Well, the next night we were supposed to be at the Grandy, and then we never did make it because of the riots. That
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, unfortunate timing. Man, the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was it. I mean, this guy, Stuart Cosgrove was his name. He was a Scottish guy, actually, that wrote the book. And, I mean, that was kind of the peak of, well, the Supremes were at their peak then. But they had all that acrimony between Diana Ross and Florence Ballard.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Mary Wilson was kind of the, she was like the person that was trying to keep everybody happy. And Berry Gordy was, you know, he was seeing Diana Ross. And that's kind of when Florence Ballard got pushed to the background. And eventually she ended up, you know, leaving the group. And she became a real heavy drinker. And she died of a heart attack at 32. Which
Jeez.
Was really, you know, really
in the top
crazy.
Of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all covered in the book, huh?
Yeah, it's all in the book. And, you know, but again, because it's, you know, about Detroit, it holds a lot of interest to me. Because, I was a young kid at the time, but I remember that. It has an impression when you're young.
Sure.
So, and then it's funny because John Sinclair, you know, they had this, they opened up for recreational marijuana in Ann Arbor this past weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was like one of the first guys in line. You know, he's kind of somewhat of a...
He did jail time. I remember John Lennon had a benefit concert for him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, 19, I think it was 1970 or 71.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the story is that he did 10 years for 2 joints of marijuana, but he had been up to, you know, he had been in trouble numerous times before that. That was just finally the last straw.
Yeah, it wasn't just 2 joints. It was all the provocation and whatever other drugs he had been pushing or whatever. Yeah,
they had plans to blow up different buildings.
Oh, was he one of those guys? The Weathermen? Was it the Weathermen?
Well, they were all kind of intertwined, the STS and the Weathermen and the White Panthers. And
what a time. Man.
Yeah, it really was.
Man.
It really was.
In Detroit especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We think now it's crazy, but you look
it
back
was
at
pretty
that,
crazy,
it was crazy,
wasn't it?
Back then,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Dr. Jim, he missed all that. He was in the
East
Coast.
Had, we just had Columbia University and Mark Rudd and, you know, killing cops.
Yeah.
You guys had your share of problems, too.
Oh, yeah.
What a time.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
That probably held back the Epics too. They had kind of more of a, you know, an upbeat outlook on life, and you know that.
Yeah, we were still, you know, we're the original bubblegum.
Yeah, they were. Jam up and jelly tight, baby. Yeah,
everything went to hell, you know, after that.
Weren't you the, like, you were trying to extend the life of the new Christie Minstrels band?
Yeah, the Letterman, Peter Paul,
oh,
and Larry.
Oh, man, Larry the drummer's driving, when he hears this, he's gonna run off the road, side of the road.
Yeah. The new Christie Minstrels.
Yeah. That's all I have.
All right. Well,
yeah, that'd be good. Oh, I got one. I am reading another book. I'll tell you guys next time.
All right.
But it's about it's Johnny Unitas, a book about Johnny Unitas and Don Shula and their relationship, and it's a pretty interesting book.
Johnny Unitas was probably my first five sports heroes because my dad really liked him, and there's just something about the name and the mystique and, you know, what a good quarterback. I just thought Johnny Unitas was so cool.
And the high-top shoes.
Yeah, and the high-top shoes, yeah. Well, good stuff, Coach. All right, well, I guess it's a wrap. Time to sign off.
Well, you guys probably saw Kim in his snow pictures on the white horse. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
He was posing for pictures.
So he's in a good mood, mood.
He's in a good mood right now. He's off posing, so... you can sleep with both eyes closed right now.
Finally!
Yeah, well, for right now, because he's off. He's off taking pictures.
Good night's sleep. Finally, thank you.
I think, given the success and the popular demand for my philosophical closings, I've decided to try a new segment. See how people like it.
Okay.
Now this is for our vast audience. All of you should feel free to vote in this. There's going to be three wise sayings, and you have to pick which one of them is Zen. Okay?
Oh.
And Zen being Suzuki or whatever, or not necessarily?
Yes. Okay. It's a Suzuki saying. So okay. There are three sayings.
Only one of them is attributed
Only
to Suzuki.
Only one of them is Zen.
Now, are the other two... Suzuki. Dr. Jim, or?
One of them is a Dr. Jim original.
Okay, one of them is a Dr. Jim
and
original.
Another one is a quote from a famous person.
And we'll announce the winner next week.
Announce the winner.
Okay,
next
how do we do it? Email the show?
Is that if people want to email the show, yachtclubshow@gmail.com.
They can say what their choice is, and... Yeah. For the winner, Killer will knock off somebody for you.
I'll paint house. Paint a house.
He'll paint somebody's house for you.
For you. There you go. Okay. So yachtclubshow@gmail.com. Send in your votes.
All right. So you'll have to decide which one is
Suzuki, which one is you.
Which one is me, and you don't have to, you just have to pick which one is Suzuki.
Okay. All right. But, okay, so the contest is pick which one is Suzuki, but for an added bonus, if you can also pick out the Dr. Jim quote.
You could do that.
You can do that.
If you name all three, you get a real swell prize.
You get, right.
CDs of the Yacht Club.
Oh, the best of.
The best
Killer will paint your victim's house, and Rev D will forgive you if you get all three. Okay. Okay, bear with me, guys.
And I thought that movie, The Irishman, was long.
I need to get better preparation.
Guess we got to practice this shtick.
Oh, I got it.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Quote number one.
How much ego do you need? Question. Answer. Just enough so you don't step in front of a bus.
All right.
This is going very smoothly, isn't it, Joe?
Yes.
The rest of the show is, you know, this is what we do. We're pros.
Okay, quote number one.
That's quote number one.
Yeah, okay, now quote number two.
Quote number two. The destination is the journey. No, I got that wrong.
That must be the Dr. Jim quote.
No, I tried to ad lib. I looked at it again. Okay. The journey is the destination, and the destination is the beginning of the journey.
Ah. Wow, I like that one.
Okay. And finally, last but not least, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
There you go.
So,
I think I know. I already got my thoughts on. Okay. And I'll play them again one more time.
Quote number one: how much ego do you need? Question. Answer: just enough so you don't step in front of a bus. Quote number two: the journey is the destination, and the destination is the beginning of the journey. And finally, last but not least, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Anyway, we'll try and be a little more organized in the future.
No, I think it's good. How about you, Coach? You have some inkling as to which one might be Dr. Jim?
Well, I think I have a pretty good feeling on one of them.
But yeah, the show members cannot vote. We're not eligible for prizes.
That's right. You're going to have to fire your own house painter.
That's right.
All right, we'll let you sign off then, Coach.
Well, I got some great news. While Jim was putting that together, I finished that book on Johnny Unitas. Sure.
As always,
keep the rubber side down.
All right.
Not one to let time go to waste. He's a multitasker, this guy.
He is. That's Coach. More than one thing at once,
I guess.
That's
right. Yeah. And well, too.
Yeah, you probably sold a car, too, during that time, too.
Yeah.
All right. Catch you later, Coach.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay. Yep. Have a good night.
Yep. Catch you next time.
If you can find a better podcast, listen to it.